WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
New Orleans is a city rich in musical history. It was the original headquarters of jazz and a source of powerful early R&B. But critic Milo Miles says the city has had trouble keeping up with the times and not becoming a theme park version of itself. Two acts who have broken out on recent releases are guitarist Sonny Landreth and the venerable Neville Brothers.
Ah, the Crescent City, the Big Easy, New Orleans. No other city has music so woven into its fabric. But for a long time now, the very richness of this musical legacy has been a problem for New Orleans performers. Since the early 70s, when a style of lean funk began there, the city at best has revived its older styles without providing innovations that catch on, which only adds to the sense that it's a place with more past than future. On top of that, too many New Orleans songwriters seem stuck on vintage themes. New Orleans itself, its party spirit, its music, which only adds to the sense that it's become a very insular place. The first family of modern New Orleans pop, the Neville Brothers, released the gorgeous, incisive album Yellow Moon in 1989. Then for years they incarnated the Crescent City's underachievement. Oldest brother Art Neville came through serious illness and back surgery in 2001 with a renewed sense of urgency about music. He said he felt he was walking in the shadows of life, which became the title of last year's album, their most alert and militant since Yellow Moon. Most media attention was given to the Neville's updated version of the Temptations' Ball of Confusion. Far better is the cover of the Melodeon's Rivers of Babylon, which show how the Nevilles have pulled together as a potent harmony unit. Aaron even reins in the over-decorated melismas of his recent middle-of-the-road pop vocals.
By the rivers of Babylon, where we set down, and there we went, when we remember Zion. But the wicked carried us away captivity, required from us a song. How can we sing King Alpha's song in a strange land? But the wicked carried us.
The brothers may think they're doing hip hop, but it more sounds like a grand, greasy assimilation of George Clinton's P-Funk. Much credit must be given Aaron's son Ivan on keyboards and Art's son Ian on guitar. Incorporating the youngsters hasn't always worked for the Nevilles before, but here it's current events. The Nevilles sound more current, which makes their album more of an event.
Well, it's the funk representative, always coming with that pies, never negative. Never send a mixed message to young adults, cause if they out there doing wrong, then it's not my fault. Ain't nothing but the funk coming out the trunk, and who's gonna stop us from making a nasty dunk? Yo, I'm funky like a rat man, like a skunk man. It's not Batman, but it's the gas man. Much funkier than horse manure when it comes to the funk. Nobody can outdo us, it don't get no funkier than we. Look in the dictionary next to the word funk, you see a picture of me. Yeah, and the Neville Brothers.
While the Neville Brothers revive themselves as subject matter, Sonny Landreth captures boundless high spirits of New Orleans with a stage performance. Landreth has earned praise as a guitar ace with Zydeco great Clifton Chenier and songwriter John Hyatt. After several uneven solo outings, Landreth has made the album of his solo career with the live set Grant Street. And selling it to guitar nuts is an easy score. It's just Landreth singing and picking with bassist David Ranson and drummer Kevin Blevins. But you will not believe one guitar is getting all that sound and playing all those lines at the same time. But Grant Street is not about technique. It's about the feel of Grant Street Dance Hall, about evoking a spot with its own soul no matter what, as Landreth puts it. You know, like the place this tune is named after, Congo Square. Landreth sticks to familiar subjects of heartbreak and hard times, though his vocals are warmer and wilder than ever before. But it's that elusive New Orleans shimmy he catches in his six strings that matters. This is a nuanced party time, not endless boogie. And I'd like to include a nod to the luscious, overcrowded language of New Orleans here. A particularly fine track on Grant Street is called not USS Zydeco, not Zydeco Mobile, but USS Zydeco Oldsmobile. Perfect.
Milo Miles lives in Cambridge. He reviewed Walkin' in the Shadow of Life by the Neville Brothers and Grant Street by Sonny Landreth.